Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Two Drink Minimum, late episode edition. The man in front of me is currently drunk. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Mike Ward.
I am Mike Ward. You are Pantelis. And we have the bottom of the barrel, guys.
We got the bottom of the barrel.
The size
bottom of the barrel,
it.
Boys.
Let's do it right now.
Yeah, let's change.
Switch it up, man. Switch it up. Nice. Just so they know they're not watching the same episode.
Yeah, different from last week, everybody. Here we go.
There we go. Wes Barker, this is Chris weird. Ramsey, and we got an actual bottom.
Yeah.
So. We got the barrel, we got the bottom. Sign.
Yeah.
He can be the bottom or the barrel. You choose. Yeah.
But now the mics are all fucked up. He's going to have to like rearrange everything now.
Good.
No, he's fine.
So now that you've had your iPhone for a week, how you like it?
Still shit, still fucking.
That's not true.
Shit. I like how on stage you talk shit about the phones, and you're staring right at me, and I was just lurking.
Yeah, dude, because the guy had this piece of shit. I was like, the fuck
is that? No, he had a Samsung.
Yeah, but did you hear the crowd?
Yeah.
They were like, yeah, he's a fucking idiot. The whole time, dude, they were shitting on this guy for his stupid phone.
So the guy had a Samsung. What do you have?
I have a Google Pixel.
Okay.
The best Android phone.
Okay. Is a Samsung a shitty?
In comparison to mine, yes, but it's the most popular, I think, of the Android, because Samsung had come out. Remember, Samsung was making phones. They cornered the market for a while.
You pick your fucking phones like you pick your haircuts, man. Like, you like it, but nobody else does. I don't
know. No, the Pixel is the first phone that I... Because even Samsung, I was never comfortable with it. I didn't like the OS. Pixel, I was always comfortable with it. Just that the last one I got kept overheating. I kept asking for replacements. That's the only issue I had.
Is Samsung a good brand? Like, because they make everything. Like, I'm remodeling my kitchen, and I bought a Samsung fridge because I really like the look of it. And then I was like, I just bought I used to have a Samsung TV that they make everything.
Does it have nearby share?
It has a camera. No, but it actually has a camera on the inside of it. So when you're at the grocery store, you can go, oh, do I need milk? And then you open...
Fridge cam?
Yeah, you open the
You got there with the camera finally?
Yeah.
You're so ridiculous.
Yeah. What is the craziest? Is it Samsung the craziest or Yamaha? Because you can be like, Yamaha?
Or motorcycles? ATVs? Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know, man.
Huawei as well, right? They make like TVs and guns and phones.
Is that part of the Avatar world?
Huawei?
Yeah.
There used to be I don't know if you can call it a store, but in Victoriaville, there was a truck, and on the lettering, the guy's company, he made kitchen cabinets and rented canoes.
Let's go.
You told me about
that. Fucking Renaissance man, dude.
Like, some businesses kind of go together, like a bar, restaurant, or, you know, but a fucking canoe place and a kitchen.
I feel like we all had a friend like that, though. Like, I had a friend who would, like, all have these side hustles all the time. Yeah. And at one point when, like, Viagra was popping, but it wasn't, like, over the counter yet, like, he faked his way into getting, like, 2,000 of them and would, like, sell them to us for, like, $20
Jesus,
a pop.
How did he fake? Were they real Viagra?
Yeah, real Viagra. He got them in, like, a FedEx thing from the States somehow.
Oh, fuck.
And he was also making hot sauce on the side. Like, this guy was a real Renaissance
Hot sauce
man.
And Viagra?
Yeah, he was, like, all over the place.
I had bought some last year.
Shout out Dave Rosa.
When I was single, I was like, I gotta get some. And I didn't like it. So I gave them all to my buddy Yan that does Suzukut. And then I asked him, and he goes, I think it fucks with my blood pressure. Because apparently he gets, like, beat red whenever he's banging his girl. And she's like, are you okay? She keeps on asking him if he's okay. And then he stays, since it's, like, but not Viagra, the one that lasts for, like, 3 days. Cialis.
Yeah, Cialis.
So he stays, like, beat red for, like, three days.
And just erect.
Yeah, so I told him, like, he told me that. And I was like, you're not using that. So he was like, no, I'm still using it. So
he's like, every time you see his face red, you're like, are you hard right now?
Why didn't you like it, though?
Because, like, I didn't...
Your dicks get hard.
I'd rather the Viagra version than the Cialis version. Yeah. No, I still like dick pills. Okay. It's not like I'm not like I do not. No. I definitely need dick pills, but I prefer the Viagra dick pills.
Yeah. Did you tell him not to put it in his ass? Like that's.
Oh, he took it. Yeah.
It's not one of those. What do they call those? Suppository. It's not a suppository. The Viagra's.
That's why he's red. It's like I keep clenching my asshole to stay in. But I had a guy in high school. I think I said it here where he was the first one to get like pills, dick pills. They were supposed to be Viagra's, and he used to get crazy hard-ons and jerk off, and it wouldn't go down. He came to class once, and he was behind me. He was knocking. He pulled out his dick. It was a nurse was talking, and he was knocking his dick on his desk, and I was feeling it on my chair because my chair was stuck. And I turned around, and his dick out. He didn't care.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Gosh, damn.
Wow. You remember you had those wild kids in class that would do? Yeah. He's a super nice kid. Yeah. Works at Best Buy.
Does he?
It's not related. You do know who that
is. Yeah, he's the TV guy.
Not I remember related. A couple of years ago, like there was I saw a thing on the news that the Viagra they sold in bars was made by the bikers, right? And the way they made them blue was with paint. Instead of just like food dye, it was cheaper to just put a bit of paint.
Just lead paint.
And I was like, God damn. And that, I'm sure people saw that and they were like, it's just a bit.
Yeah, it's just a bit.
It's not like the end of the world, right?
And like, if you're a biker, dude, you're hard. You don't give a shit, dude. You'll swallow paint.
Yeah.
You're not going to complain about that shit like a pussy.
Yeah.
It's a drop of paint.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Yeah.
There's stuff in the shit you eat that's way worse.
Yeah. I mean, plastic every day or whatever they say, right?
Microplastics.
So, microplastics.
Do you hear about the microplastic scandal? It's shrinking your gooch.
Really?
Your taint.
Plastic is making...
Microplastics, they've been measuring guys' taints, so the distance between their balls and their asshole. Look it up.
I don't even have one.
But that means your dick looks longer.
No.
If the balls get pulled back,
where are you
it's
measuring
like,
from?
No, but like, because
I measure from the asshole.
Because if your dick is here and your balls are here, if the distance between your asshole and your balls shrinks, it means your balls are going.
I think
back.
The whole thing
goes
back.
Yeah, I don't
though.
Think your dick. Is
I think
back.
Everything's going back.
You're all moving.
Oh,
on
even your so your dick. Your,
we're growing pussies. Just,
yeah.
Oh, really?
That's the whole thing.
Your
we're growing.
Sliding back.
We're growing.
Goddamn fucking gay agenda.
It's the only way. They would tell, like in a lot of species, what the difference between the male and the female was the length of the taint, because they had like cloacas or whatever, and like you couldn't tell if it was a male or female, so they'd measure the taint. And guys always had a longer taint, but now our taint's shrinking because the microplastics are saying. So we're developing full-on vaginas.
I'm not arguing that they're shrinking because they're measuring this, but are we sure that the cause is the microplastics?
That's what they're saying. They're saying you eat a credit card's worth of plastic a year. Oh. You consume a credit card.
Who's volunteering to get their taint measured, though?
Yeah, well, like,
who
must like, have weird taint
who
sizes?
Who sees an ad and goes, I can do that.
That's a quick $40. Dude, I'll do it.
That's the question.
Embarrassing.
They're just clicking the data off the fucking dick pics.
Yeah, but it's funny when they're like, ooh, trunk?
You know what?
My taint's fine, dude.
I want to know. That you might be on something. Where'd you get this fucking data?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wonder if those guys do, like, you know how kids, when you're the grown up, you mark it on the wall? if they mark it on the underwear.
Dude, there's a med student out there who just spent 10 years in fucking med school, dude, and like $40,000, and he's measuring taints out there.
There's something impressive, though, like that they discovered this, but it's weird for the person that discovered this, because there's like a cool brag that I just discovered something medical. the space between the asshole and the balls gets smaller.
Like, God damn it, Greg.
How did you find out?
You went to school for 14 years. Yeah, what made you suspicious?
It's down to half a tongue.
Yeah. Me and the coworkers were getting drunk one night, right? And I was checking out their taints. Not gay, by the way. It's science.
Broke out the tape measure.
Yeah, there's something weird. You're 100% right.
I was jamming stuff up my ass, and I was hitting my balls. I didn't used to hit my balls. I used to just jam stuff up.
I used to scratch the back of my nuts, dude, and now I'm just fingering my asshole. Look at the fuck.
So they're saying that it's changing within, like, let's say you used to have a bigger space,
God
now you have shorter, or the next generation is growing up with smaller.
I think it's shorter and shorter and shorter per generation.
Okay, so my balls aren't moved. Closer to my ass.
Yeah, no, they were. They're closer than your father's.
Okay. Oh, really?
Yeah, your father had a long tank.
Yeah.
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 Dude, cavemen are rocking the fucking 12-inch taint there. They got their dicks in here, dude.
He's like, I'm gonna fuck you in the ass.
His asshole's just in his lower back.
He's got his scooch down.
He's doing push-ups.
We see that. And those Asian chicks are moving their belly buttons now. You seen that?
What? Fuck out of here.
Oh, check this out.
They operations?
No, they got stickers, and they're just trying to cheat you with like these weird little sticker things, and they're
I'm into it weirdly. Why?
They're trying to make their legs look longer, so they pull their pants up past their belly button. And
look at aliens!
Wow,
let's see that.
They're so crafty.
Oh, buddy, yeah.
God, they're crafty.
We got to stretch our taint the same way because they're rocking.
Yeah, get a fake taint.
I don't know. Fake dick up here and an asshole in the back.
You go to bang one of these chicks. You take off her pants.
China? Is something? You see this?
So you take off her pants, and there's a sticker of a. Aren't you gonna be like, yo, what the fuck is this?
Yeah, show us that photo.
Some photos.
It's pretty.
Does it look real though?
Yeah.
Yo.
It's kind of.
It's fucking that looks,
that's kind of like a front pussy.
Yeah. Like
yo, that. That's not real. What she's showing
the,
right there.
The bottom
the top
one.
Yeah. See, they cover the bottom one and they rock.
That's
the top
weird.
One.
Yeah. That's
the
so weird.
Top one doesn't look good though.
Can I see a photo of just the top?
Yeah, the
one?
Bottom one looks infected.
It looks like
show us one where they've actually tricked us.
Yeah.
There doesn't even.
Scroll
that
down.
One.
Show us one without pants.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Scroll down.
Oh yeah, yeah. But yeah. Well, when you cover up, like
it really does.
Scroll down a little,
the
so that
you.
The white goes over
the
real belly button.
The other way.
God damn it.
All the way.
It's like asking my 93-year-old dad to.
No, you had it. You're so close, dude. You're so close. Wait, right, down it. Down. Come on, dude.
Oh
yeah.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. It looks real.
Yo.
Looks, yeah,
I'd
but
be
why?
Fooled by that. It's a
yeah,
magic
but why
trick,
would
dude.
You fool me? I like it either way.
That's
but
a magic
don't,
trick.
Don't you end up like if you're drunk and you meet her, you end up fingering her real belly button? And you're like, oh, she's so tight.
She's
so tight. Oh, fuck it. That is not a deep pussy.
I mean, I've heard stories about Asians, but this is.
I heard they were
this
tight.
This is extreme.
But this is.
Your
crazy.
Pussy smells like an asshole.
Fuck.
Yeah, her asshole smells like pussy. What the hell?
Millions from selling stickers, and they asked how you got successful.
That is crazy.
Yeah. I wonder how much they, and it looks like, so it's not reusable, right? So you just put it on.
Yeah, it's a wear and tear. They do a lot for like cancer patients, I'm sure. For like, I know I've seen like they get breasts removed and then they're like.
So they have stickers
tattoos
for nipples?
Or stickers for nipples. It's all fake. We're all fake, dude. We're all out here just trying.
I'm down for that though.
But who cares?
The tattoo I get.
Yeah, yeah. Tattoo I get.
Yeah.
It must be a nipple tattoo.
Yeah, but it must be weird to get like
another tattoo.
You,
like no regrets.
You don't know. Yeah. You just met the girl. You whatever, and you go like suck on her
and
nipples.
And you go to lick it. And
you're
like,
where is this fucking optical illusion? It's got to be
wonder,
a little off-putting.
Do you get the other nipple removed though to
make
feel
it even?
Like
I'd keep the real one.
Mm. Yeah.
And the other one like a battle scar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what you do.
Show them what they're missing.
A tattoo and a little burn so that it pops up.
Yeah, you get something.
Yeah.
You need something like an implant.
Effect.
An implant.
Do you need one? Maybe a tattoo of like a flower. Distract.
Or like pasty.
A pasty.
Yeah,
or just another belly button.
Yeah. This brings up more questions.
You're like, how long are your legs?
Yeah. I did a YouTube video one time at this. I was supposed to go to this guy. He had like, I have all these models in my house or my studio. Come there, do magic with all these models and just film it. I'm like, this is the dream. So I'll go there.
Male models.
And then the
Cole.
The one chick.
Torque. Oh, Torque. I met Torque.
Yeah. So this one chick.
I had to stop following on Instagram. I was getting too horny. It's insane.
He's like, you know, you're going to have to do a lot of editing because this one chick refuses to put her top on. I'm like, okay. He's like, you're going to blur everything. I'm like, okay. So I go in there and she's like, I want to watch magic, but I'm not wearing a top.
Why? And why are you not wearing a top?
Because she's got the sickest titties.
Okay.
And then she had her areolas like tattooed perfectly to look like hearts. And like you couldn't even tell, so it looked like she was just made different.
But it looked good or it looked weird.
It looked
for
great,
sure looked great.
Dude. I was like, "Why are your titties hearts?" And then she's like, "Yeah, this is tattoos, whatever." And I was like, "I just imagined that." And then I spent the next I don't know. It would take me 3 hours to blur this video. I spent the next 3 weeks blurring this video.
Yeah, dude.
I was not in a rush to finish.
Dude, she's like a mythical creature.
Yeah, it was amazing.
I spent 3 hours cheating on my wife, and then I had to spend 3 weeks getting rid of the goddamn evidence.
That is cool. Yeah. I like those type of body mods where you're like,
you're not sure.
Heart nipples? I like that.
If she didn't tell me, I would have been like, wait, how did you do this?
Yeah.
Like, let's go.
I don't know if it, in my head, I'm trying to picture it. It doesn't look good. I have to see it, like, because it sounds awful.
I guess it depends on the face of the chick and her body. Also, if cartoon she was like a chubby, weird-looking girl, yeah, you'd be like, that's disgusting.
Yeah. You're like, what are you, Pokemon?
Yeah. What are those Hershey's Kisses? Yeah, yeah. But is it a cartoon heart or a real heart?
Melt, you fucking pig.
It's a cartoon heart.
It's a cartoon heart, not a real heart.
Deformed?
What is it? Yeah, it's like that.
That doesn't look good.
That's not a good titty. That is not a good titty, dude.
Poseidon, is that your belly button?
Is that Kelly's titty, dude?
Fuck, that is what it is, but that's not what it's.
Look at the other one. Oh, look at the other one, dude. Looks like pastrami. Look at that thing. Look at that thing.
Yo, we can't show that. That's
the fuck?
All of these.
That's not what I saw.
No, that's the one. That's what you saw.
That's not what I saw.
He's like so hot.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Oh, shit.
Oh, that was all right.
Yeah. That was just
the
emoji.
The heart with the fucking devil. You're not showing this
on I like the heart piercing.
Well, it's on the TV. You can see it on like the
yeah, distance. Shot. Yeah.
The heart piercing is nice.
What?
I like the heart piercing.
Not at all.
No, yeah. that's like garbage.
Disgusting.
What are you talking about?
It's garbage wrapped around your titty.
And why is it that one. It's just dudes? It's someone, all. Yeah. It's all.
Someone and one random
someone
baby.
Someone did a pig. Yeah. Someone did a pig. Go to the left.
What?
Yeah, that one.
This one?
Yeah. What's that?
Oh, it's a big
that's funny.
That's good.
I thought they were pierced. Okay. Crazy.
What did you write? You cat's anus tattoos?
It's already in your search history. That's weird. He's been,
oh, yeah, these.
Do you remember the
oh,
the
yeah.
The guy that got pranked on the UK show?
Right, yeah, they got to, like, tattoo their friends.
Yeah.
And he got that. That's pretty funny.
That's funny.
That's it. Oh, I like the one with the monkey getting fingered.
Oh.
Oh, that, yeah, that the belly button.
That's a good one.
Yeah, it seems like a tattoo you get in Thailand.
People are getting creative.
But that's the type of tattoo that's funny the day you get it.
Yeah.
And then when you hit like 61, grandpa, like, what the fuck?
Dude, not
have
even
I done?
Hours later.
Yeah, no, yeah.
Hours later,
yeah,
you're like,
you get that at 30 and 31, you're already planning
yeah,
the suicide.
Absolutely, dude.
How am I going to explain this on my next date? What, you take off your shirt? Like, why is there a monkey fingering another monkey?
I like funny tattoos, but they're like funny, and then they're like, oh, you're an idiot for getting that. I got a few where I'm like, yeah, tattoo guy was like, are you sure?
When the tattoo guy asks, are you sure you know
there's
a
few of them.
One that I saw that was I thought was hilarious was John Bovey. Yeah. Getting John Bovey instead of Bon Jovi.
John for some, Bovey.
It made me laugh. So, John Bovey. So, no. And I was like, oh,
no Ragrats.
No Ragrats is ridiculous. Because that's a tattoo you regret.
That was, especially like the first person who did it, it was an actual mistake. But then people are like, that's funny. Yeah. I'll do that. But then other people don't get that it's a joke. Yeah. So they're like, that's not how you spell it. No, but it's for the joke.
It's for the culture.
That's very funny.
I like the one people that like they get like the commemorative one, like you know, like a flower on the day that their kid died, but their kid's still alive. No, is that too much? Okay, well,
all right. Like, it's a future date that they're planning.
I actually love watching people get commemorative tattoos of their family members.
Yeah,
but like the eyes are too close together. There's just some. It looks like they melted in a fire. Like there's like always like if the eyes are off, dude, it's an alien.
Avoid faces. You can't tell
it's the person.
Avoid faces all the time.
Yeah. I got a few faces. I got Bill Murray here on my leg. I got Bob. Yeah.
I remember when face tattoos started becoming good.
Yeah.
Because I started getting tattoos when they didn't know how to fucking
make
proper faces. And then I saw one guy that had a good face, and I was like, fuck, I should get a tattoo of my mom. And then, but I was like, they're just going to fuck it up. Yeah. And then people are going to be like, why do you have an old whore?
It's too much.
Yeah. Yeah, that's your mom. Yeah. She's like, why is there an old whore in here?
I'd rather get names, symbols, like art like that, where I know that no matter what, even if it goes bad, I'll just look a little off. But a face that looks off, like a guy that... Like, it looks like he has Down syndrome?
Yeah.
Imagine, weird. Someone's like, why do you have someone with Down syndrome? That's my mom.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Well, why does this guy have Down syndrome? That's my mother.
Yeah. Why does this guy have Down syndrome? That's my mom.
Is that your boy?
But it was, like, actually done perfectly.
Oh, I'm sorry. The tattoo artist was sucked. He was amazing. That's not a tattoo. It's an actual picture.
He ironed his on.
She proved it every step of the way. She's like, yep, that's me.
Like, look into a mirror.
Oh, this is funny. This is so funny.
Jesus.
The face, dude, that is so funny.
Oh, the fucking,
Oh, that chick's got a face on her face.
That Freddie Mercury one is arguably good. I like that one.
It's a that's caricature.
Because that would get me to laugh.
The baby that looks like a burn victim. Oh, right, yeah. Next God. To him. God.
That's horror. That's that terrifying.
One. That one's not good.
The face tattoo on the face is a whole other level.
Oh, Jesus. Yeah, the face tattoo on the face.
She's pretty, it's too. Like,
she's a good looking. Or she, oh, look at the one next to this one.
Jesus Christ. That's the Exorcist. Fuck.
I like how the tattoo artist took time to whiten the eyes, though. He's like, we got to do the white now.
And he didn't even center her on the arm. Yeah, so it's just like she's a little.
Towards the armpit.
Holy man.
But like, because when you're getting a tattoo, you have to get the white done at the very God. End, right? And the tattoo artists love doing white, by the way, because it's like the final touches. It never stays, but it looks good for pictures. And every time the white comes on, you're like, oh, do we have to? And they're like, yeah. And it's like another hour and you hate it. Everybody getting tattoos hates the white. But this one, they were like, no, we got to do the white. And it made a difference. They're like, the whites awful. Are, oh, God.
Fucking Marilyn Monroe.
Jesus Christ, Melty Monroe.
Is that Whoopi Goldberg?
That's Bob Gnarly.
Okay. Fucking Christ.
Holy whoopsie Goldberg.
Oh, why does the guy have racist?
It looks like casist, honestly.
You know what's funny is he doesn't know this, but even with the tattoo, we could tell. Yeah. We didn't need that.
Yo, go back. Imagine fucking the guy in the right's mouth in prison.
Fuck you.
Look at that, eh?
Look at the fuck you guy. Imagine chomp fucking your dick that guy's up, mouth. Dude.
That guy, that's what he did in prison. He's like, I'm not giving no blowjobs when I go to prison.
Oh my God, these people, what is that?
There's a toilet paper roll in his mouth.
Oh, that Jack Black
the
one's
Jack
not bad.
One. Jack Black one that's looks fine. Good.
That's yeah. fantastic.
Wow.
Yeah.
The fuck is fuck. That right after Jack Black? Jesus Christ.
Are those glasses or tattoo glasses? Because I was like, that tattoo of glasses.
Is that Jeffrey
good,
Dahmer?
Though.
Looks like real glasses. What is he typing?
People with horn mods. Oh, yeah. These fucking freaks, dude.
But
what
they
the
also
hell?
Have seen documentaries where they complain. I don't know why I can't
get
any
a
work.
Job. I seen that, too. Yeah.
Yeah. You don't know why? Wild guess. Just try something.
And they're like, it's discrimination. I'm like, yeah.
Just try something. Just guess. Give me one guess on why they're not hiring you, you fucking Diablo-looking mutant.
Yeah, dude. There was a comedian talking about like how Gen Z is like, oh, like, because we complained if we had tattoos, we couldn't get jobs, like our millennial generation, right? But, like, now millennials are the bosses, and we're hiring people with face tats. And they're like, I'm not going to work. And they're like, no, you need to work, and we'll hire you. And they're like, what? Now they're working at, like, Best Buy with, like, face tats and shit. And we're like, no, it's totally fine, dude. You're cool. And they're like, fucking shit. Fuck the establishment, but we're hiring him.
It says cum slut on his cheek.
Yeah, it's very funny. We're like, no, we accept you.
What do they have to do now to not get a job?
Yeah, to not get a job?
You need horns. Yeah, we haven't horns. Accepted the hornies.
Yeah.
They're going to accept them soon. They'll be like, wear a hat. Because if you have horns and you... Yeah. Put a hat
saw the
on.
Face, like the horns over their eyelids.
If
and stuff?
They get their own pronoun, it's over.
Sunglasses. Put glasses on.
Yeah. I saw that one guy. You see that guy has like a tumor here, and he just like he hangs his glasses on it.
Oh yeah, oh, that looks disgusting.
Yeah.
You can't get rid of that.
I'm sure he could, but I mean, he gets the ladies.
That's disgusting.
It's got a sunglass rack.
Yeah, sunglass rack on your face.
They're like that's sick. So impressive.
Yeah.
Remember when chicks like to do the jobs? Yeah. Now you need tumors. The line, bro, is getting, it's too hard. They keep moving it.
They do. Yeah, we're giving everyone jobs now. We don't care. You got to work.
I didn't think about that, but you do have a point that it is more accepting because when I was young, I remember they said never get a tattoo.
Yeah.
The second you get a tattoo, you won't be employable.
Yeah.
You know, the airline, like for WestJet, for example, my wife works there and they're like, they still have like a no visible tattoo rule.
Really?
It's insane.
Because there's a lot of airlines that don't. A lot of airlines you're allowed to have visible tattoos.
Not a lot, but like half now.
I've seen
Canada,
a few.
It's growing. It's growing, but yeah. But it's still really fucking strict in some places.
Still like, no swastikas, though.
What year are we at?
What? What year is it?
Yeah. This is Canada. What do you mean?
This is Canada. You telling me these the Hindi people
can't
have their symbols?
Four hockey sticks together?
Yeah, what is this?
God damn.
This is the land of hockey sticks.
Yeah.
This is bullshit.
I never thought of it like that.
Yeah.
Never thought of it looking like four hockey sticks.
He's just a hockey fan.
That's a very Canadian thing,
that's
actually.
That's all I see when I look at it. What do you see?
I thought they were a great club.
Yeah. Oh, man. That's crazy.
So you guys were in Japan?
Yeah.
We were in Japan.
How was that?
It was fucking incredible.
Buddy. We went to like the Denny's of sushi places, and it was still the best sushi.
The best sushi.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Like we got to eat some fucking. We you You forget, when we go for Japanese food around here, we just eat like some sushi and call it a day. We went for Japanese food every meal, every day, and we didn't eat sushi until day five.
No,
and
dude,
like,
ramen
we better
was
go
good.
Eat. Oh, ramen was so
fuck.
Good.
Fuck, their food's so good.
Go to these little shops, and you're like, is this a brothel? Are they going to serve me soup, whatever? And it's just so exciting.
Are they big on soups and brothels?
I don't know, man, but like I didn't know
they're
where
they're big
we
on
brothels.
Well, they're big on hostess clubs.
Yes.
What's that?
So they call them girls clubs or hostess clubs, but there's also boy clubs.
Where the boys hang out, let's do it. Boys so, club, no, yeah. Boys club.
So it's fucked up. Like when you get to Shinjuku, like downtown, you see these giant billboards like Times Square, massive LED billboards with like these fucking dudes that look like anime characters, like shoom, eagle. And it's like him smoldering at the camera. And you're like, what the fuck is this? And it's
and he's a gay prostitute.
Nope. He's a straight prostitute.
Nice.
Here's the thing in Japan is that you go to girls club, you pay for company. Right, so we went to a girls club, most beautiful women you've ever seen in your life, like just hanging out casually, and you're buying champagne, which is like $300-$400 a bottle, so they hang around and laugh at your jokes.
Oh,
and
so that the club makes money.
Yeah, yeah, and they make money.
They're hostesses.
Right, and there's like six, seven of them around two of us, right, and we're just like laughing and stuff, and they're laughing at every single thing we're saying. At first,
and they don't
we're
even
like,
speak the language.
Well, at first we're like, yeah. This is bullshit, dude. What the fucking fake bullshit. An hour in, we're like, and so anyways, I had this other idea, and they're just like, oh, you're so crazy and smart, and we're like, oh, thank you. You lose track, dude.
No, but if we're being honest, right, you deserve the bombing. You deserve the two bombs, right?
Yeah. Okay. A lot of them speak like five languages. They're super smart and like in med school.
Because
they don't fuck. It's just for hanging out.
It'd be amazing if they didn't understand, but they just tell them to laugh. So then you can tell them, I'm here because my wife just died. Ha,
but then there's
you're so crazy, America.
Chris and I walked out of one though because we went to another place. We're like, we just want to get a drink. We're like, fuck, it's another girls' club. So like, whatever. These girls are there talking to us. We're trying to like be like low. We realized we were doing all the heavy lifting in this conversation.
Yeah,
we were like entertaining them.
We are
like,
so entertaining.
What the fuck? Pay us, bitches, because it was so frustrating because we just wanted to have a drink and it's just like everywhere you go, you got to pay for company. It's like, why? You should pay me, man. Dude.
This guy's pulling out fucking cards from her fake belly button.
Literally doing card tricks, and they're like, their minds are blown. But the thing is, over there, like the culture, the way it's shaped, the guys aren't forward with women. Right? It's very like, so like, you want to be my girlfriend? Like, that's the type of
shit. So when you're forward, like, they panic?
Like, borderline autistic?
Like, yes, okay. Absolutely. Like, they
is
don't.
Is that why they bow? That maybe, like, they saw an autistic
but they bow,
guy just.
They bow, and they're like, okay. and everything's
I'm looking
like,
for her belly button.
And if it's like, they're like, oh, everything's taboo. They're like, oh, shame. It's like a whole thing, dude. And when you see this happen, you realize that the girls, they just want to be talked to normally. And they can't because guys are like, either they're groping you that's in the clubs. Much. They're like fucking literally grabbing your ass and shit, like which is super weird. Yeah, it's very gropey
so can't
if
bring
you go in the clubs. But the girls hate it. And so the girls want to get away and they just want to have a good conversation. So they go to the boys club. And the boys clubs are more popular than the hostess clubs. These things are on giant billboards. And dude, I'm walking out. It was like 7 in the morning. I was getting coffee and people were still stumble drunk in the roads of Shinjuku. And they were like screaming, grabbing these boys, like, why are you leaving me? And the guys are like, and like walking away, dude. This is so fucking
can
wild.
Can I
to
go
me.
As a part time when I'm there as a part time boys club? And I'm just there and I'm like, hello, Asian ladies. Yeah. And I'm just doing my fucking stuff. Can I do that?
Yeah, but the thing is, they look like 12-year-old girls, the guys, right? They're like no facial hair. But
that's what I'll make
purple,
fun of them.
Yellow hair out to here. Like
look at
chains.
These fruits. Am
it's
I right, ladies?
Bizarre.
Am I right?
It's literally an alternate reality.
It is so weird.
On our planet, in this dimension, an alternate reality you can go live in. There's no no worries. Oh, it's no worries. Like people obviously like leave here and go there and live there and never come back. It, when you go there once, you're like, oh, no mystery. If you're into this alternate reality at all, you're like, I'm living in fucking Blade Runner.
Well, I keep telling people the way I see it.
Whole other world, dude.
I've never been there. And to me, it's the closest thing on planet Earth, if you stay in the first world, that if you go there, it feels like another planet. It's the like, obviously, you could do it if you go to Rwanda, but you know what I'm saying. In the first world.
Yeah, no one wants to go to that planet.
Yeah. It feels like a different planet, and I'm right.
It's
it does,
amazing. The boys club, they get boys to find diamonds.
Dude, the boys have AKs.
They put gunpowder in their cocaine, dude. Brown. Let's go.
Bro, these boys are wild. They're fucking chopping people's heads off. That's the boys club, baby.
I never saw that movie.
It is fucked
Rwanda
up.
Rwanda forever.
Rwanda forever. Yo, it's so the boys club. Can you just hang out with the boys if you're not trying to bang them? Like, can you?
We didn't go to the boys. We didn't go to the boys club.
Can gay guys go?
No, straight guys.
I'm sure they can.
Straight guys.
Yeah, because it's all about company. And some girls go to girls clubs too, just for company.
Because it must be less annoying. Like if you just want to drink. Yeah. Just having a bunch of fucking dudes.
Yeah, we didn't meet any straight guys. We don't know what they were doing.
We saw a lot of those boys club dudes hanging out in like the ramen shops that we were eating at. And they're all like literally dressed in like, they have like $9,000 worth of clothes on them, like off-white shit and like designer. They're getting paid literally like $2,000 to $10,000 a night at these big
shops.
Yo,
I'm moving. Christ. I'm moving.
They call them players. By the way, if you go to Japan, you're like, oh, what do you do? And somebody says, I'm a player. Like, that's what they are. They work at these boys clubs and they're making fucking like millions of dollars.
I can imagine me and Mike, they're like idiots. I'm a player. And we're like, oh,
and they
do
fuck.
You play?
They fuck too, but like not at the bar. The bar is like just for like company and stuff, but they'll whore themselves out for girls that want like, they want that connection, but they can't get it.
That's weird.
It's very bizarre.
But fascinating.
Yeah. It fucked me up when I was like, what the fuck? Like, women pay to hang
out
with guys?
Do they have regular bars, though, that aren't?
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, we weren't trying hard to find them.
Yeah. Oh, you're like, dude, I found a bunch of good-looking dudes that want to spend time with us.
Everywhere, though.
The first night we're there, we go, we're like, let's go fucking get a real, like, Tokyo experience. We walk in there, and this guy's like, Chris Ramsey? and then Chris's like, huh? And he's like, you guys are here? And he gives us these, like, bracelets. And next thing you know, we're on a pub crawl with fucking 150 Australians and
tourists,
British guys.
Yeah, nobody's Japanese. And we're just part of a pub crawl.
Okay, but, like, Chris is like, every time he gets recognized, he gets so excited, right? So he was like, yeah, we'll do this the whole night, you know?
Wizard. Yeah. Did it put my name up on the screen at one point in this, like, shitty club? It was so funny.
And he's like, I'm Jamie motherfucking Fox.
Okay. It's crazy. It's so funny. So
it was
I want
it was so funny.
So if you go to this club, you can't just chill with your boys and hang out. You have to get one of these workers.
So the drinks you're ordering are on a menu, and they're all overpriced.
Okay.
And they come with the company.
So you can't, like, if you walk in there, you know, like, you can't just
sit in the corner and
I can't
look
just be
at
like,
girls.
Listen, bitch, let me drink my drink. Me and the homie, we're talking business. You can't do that.
I did one of those. One time I really wanted a drink in Europe. I forget what country. And it was a thing like that. And I think they were prostitutes. I'm not even sure. But I went in and I was like, I really want a drink.
Yeah.
And they were like, no, but here you have to drink with a woman. And I was like, I'll pay extra just to drink alone. Because I didn't want to have
insulting for the woman.
No, but I didn't want to like chit-chat with a prostitute.
Strangers,
I just wanted to. And if it was a prostitute, I knew. Like, there are sex workers that are interested.
Of course.
But just, I didn't want
to
have
feel
this,
like I just wanted
this
drink.
Girl going, oh, you're so handsome. I'm not handsome. I just want to fucking drink and stuff.
Yeah, but you know
what?
They're good at it, though. That's what I figured out. Yeah. I was like, at first, I'm like, oh, it's going to be a bunch of airheads
they
laughing at everything I say. They spoke like multiple languages. Dude, I can show you a picture of one of them.
Yeah.
I'll show you a picture of one of them. We won't bring it up on
No.
But I'll show you a picture of one of them and you're going to go, "What the fuck is that? Is she real?" And I'm like, "Yeah.
You think it's possible that it was a lady boy?"
No, dude. Okay. Go through any one of those.
Jesus Christ.
That's what you're dealing with. Like five of those, you're like, "How is this even? Why are they talking to me?"
Cuz you're paying them.
Yo, but I see all her activities. God damn, dude. She's making money.
Oh, Jesus. Fuck.
Yeah, go through. Scroll through.
Whoa.
The boys are going to Japan.
That's
God damn.
It's insane.
A good looking girl.
Dude, they were all like this. That's what I'm saying. You're like sitting around. You're like,
I got to keep
you
away from Japan.
Why am I here? Why are you talking to me? And then I remember,
you're a problem.
Because we spent fucking $600 tonight. That's why.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hmm. Yeah, there you take over brothels.
You
so I can't have you.
They trick
you're
you.
Bigger than every. You're bigger
than
security.
They're super
I can't
good
have
at it, dude. They're clever and they're smart and they're funny
in Japan,
and they're
bro.
Witty and they got jokes.
Yeah,
I'm like,
man, this is event.
You're making your fucking money here. I get it. It's not just pretty and pay for me. They know what they're doing.
They're worth it, man.
These girls though, they travel the world. They're like in Dubai one day and fucking whatever.
But it's expensive. You're paying $300 a drink.
It's like $600 for like a bottle of champagne or some shit, and they're drinking too, and like it's a whole thing, and they get a cut. I think the
obviously,
way it works.
Obviously,
yeah. Yeah, we were with our buddy. We were with our buddy Cyril, so he's like taking us out because we never experienced anything like this. And so I think we went to karaoke first, then we went to this place, and everything was on the arm. So everything was paid for us because this guy's like a big deal down there. So it was
is
it was
that
nice.
An expression in English on
it was,
the arm?
It was on
or
the
it's
arm.
Just in
that's
French,
not in English.
Yeah,
it's
on the arm. Yeah,
no,
Italians say it.
Oh, really?
It's on the arm.
They're not English.
Yeah, it's like a mafia thing.
Okay. Because I've heard that in French. Never heard it in English.
I've never heard it.
Yeah. Yeah,
on
the
arm.
Yeah.
Never heard it.
I like those expressions, though, that you're like, that sound like, I know what that means.
Yeah.
But it sounds off.
Yeah.
Yeah. You knew what I meant. It was on the arm.
When you continued, I understood.
Yeah. Context-wise, I was like, yeah.
I get the content, but when you said it was on the arm.
Dude, if you were a hostess, dude, you'd be fucking laughing so hard.
Dude, if I was the hostess, I'd be like, nice arm. It's on the arm. Yeah,
like in Italy.
Magic arm. Where'd the card at? Your belly button?
Look how high my belly button is.
So what else was good about Japan, though, other than this dirty talk we're talking about, with these dirty, you know? Like
honestly, it was wild. Like, at one point, we took a subway or a train. We went to Odawara, which is like an hour and a half train ride outside of Tokyo. Yeah. Very much countryside. Very much. I'm a gaijin over there. Like this is like
that's
means
a
like,
racist term for foreigners.
It just means it literally means yeah. foreigner, and that's like how
dirty
they treat
foreigner
you.
Or?
No, it's
no,
a
just
yeah.
foreigner, and
okay.
it's like they don't get very many of them out of the city.
Yeah, so they're a gaijin.
They're staring, pointing. You know, yeah. they're saying things. But in the train, this was so fucked up because Japan, you'd think is like this tame, everybody's polite and nice, but they got a word for it, and I forget what it is, but like. They have like two faces in Japan. They're like, they'll fucking like talk behind your back. They'll talk behind your back, but they also really polite to your face. Like, you're going to leave there if you're oblivious thinking, everyone's so fucking
okay.
nice.
But they're talking all kinds of racist shit.
There really are. And and so we're on a train to from Odawara coming back to Tokyo. And it is the train's filling up. We sit down, we have our spots, which is nice. But then the train fills up, right, as it gets closer to Tokyo, and it's like people are standing up. We still have our seats. This girl beside Wes and I, like between us, like gets up. She's whatever. This person gets up, leaves. And this 84-year-old lady, right, like typical old, cute, sweet Asian lady, super, like she's 4'4". She's, you know, she's
hunched
like,
over,
in, like inching her way. She's like, oh, sees the seat. She's like, oh, this chick, maybe 23, fucking moves her out of the way, dude. I'm not even joking. Like she was like this, about to sit down like this and goes,
no.
And looks at her phone. And no one batted a fucking eye.
You didn't oh, say really? Anything?
If you're in New York, dude, that shit doesn't fly. But like, get the fuck off the. You, yeah. Who the fuck do you think
you
are?
Why like, didn't you say
pretending
anything?
To be, oh!
Like no, that. Everybody just went kind of like this, and she went like that, and the old lady was kind of bewildered. I got up and gave her my chair.
Good.
Okay, I was okay. like, and
oh,
she
that's
was.
That's how we're ending the story now?
Oh.
Yeah, no, Chris got up and totally get
yeah.
You really, I did not. I sat there and went like, wow. That's
we both
hardcore.
Looked at each other. We're
and
like,
then Chris got
fuck?
Up, and I was like, oh, that was the move. But I was yeah. just like, damn, lady.
Yeah, I was like, yeah, go ahead. She was so surprised.
Yeah.
Tattooed gaijin with fucking beard and shit. I'm like the scariest thing she's ever seen in her life. And she was like, oh my God, thank you. And I was like, yeah, no problem. This is fucked up. Like, no one said anything.
And the girl didn't
that's,
care.
That's
did you guys say anything? You're like,
no,
hey,
no.
Hey.
Didn't say anything.
She
that's
was
the
just,
culture.
She was just doing this, man. She was right in
that
her
is the culture.
Him.
If someone's getting fucked over, everyone just looks away. Like, no one wants any confrontation.
Dude,
I've
he
noticed.
Would rule the land.
Yeah.
Like, I think if someone on that train was getting, like, fuck yeah, there's
up?
Something going down. Like, yeah, it would be worse than any other place in the world. People would just be like, mm-hmm.
Like China. When I went to China, it was different than that. People like confront each other.
Oh.
One of the guys I was with, he was kind of chubby, and everyone wherever we'd go, if they spoke English, they'd be like, "You fat, you fat, you fat." Like just fucking, like you fat.
Super honest.
Yeah,
they're just all autistic.
Yeah.
They're just like, I call it as
fat.
I see it.
You fat. The guy's like, I'm Chinese.
Yeah, when it happened, I was like, that's
you're
fucking
like, that's
weird. That and he was like, yeah, no, it happens a lot here.
Wow.
You fat. Imagine how shitty that is.
No, in Japan, they will be like, oh, you're the most beautiful person.
I
want
to go
be
sumo
like,
next fat. Time, man. We got to watch sumo next
that's
time.
What we're doing. Okay. I'm going for my 40th. I'm getting Cyril's taking us to Sumo.
You keep saying when us and I, but I,
I'm you're coming,
when is your
dude.
40th? Okay, right,
good.
March, bro. I'm going in April.
Yo, okay.
The Sakura season.
The fucking Odawara. Like one of my favorite memories of Japan. You just reminded me. You said Odawara. We took go there on the train before Christmas. So chivalrous. And
taxi.
And we take a taxi, and we're taking this taxi, and we're going way out to the fucking this small ass town. And it's really far, and we didn't really underestimate how far it was, I guess. And we're going there, and we're watching the meter go up, and we're looking around at all the signs that are all in Japanese, but we can read them basically saying cash only. Oh. And after, we're an hour into this. And Chris goes, how much do you have on you? And
I go, we're counting, like,
and we're like counting
pennies.
Out, and then we're, like, watching. We're like, it's going to be close, right? And then we get there, and we're, like, getting really, really close. And then we're like, and... stop.
Yeah.
To the guy, he's like, huh? I mean, like, stop now.
No card.
And he stops, and we're like, okay. And then we just give him the exact amount that we stopped at. Yeah. And we just have to walk now.
And we had to find an ATM because nowhere, like 50% of the places, cash only.
Yeah.
And really? So for a place that's technologically advanced,
blew our minds.
Dude, we went to a ramen shop.
I like this.
Right? And it's like they have this like Blade Runner-esque dystopian display of all the ramen foods, like a little machine with like buttons glowing in this like dingy little ramen shop. And you had to put cash in, press a button, and it goes clang, and it gives a ticket, and you give it to the chef. That's how you paid for food
it
in that restaurant.
It looks like it's in the future, but it's like what they thought the Steam future punk. Was in 1950 or something. Yeah. It's so fucking wild.
It is very bizarre, dude. Yeah. It is very. You got to have cash on if you go to Japan. We're pulling out so much money constantly. Like
I used to be a big cash guy, and like I was like, I'm always going to pay cash. Cash is so much better. And last month, two of my credit cards stopped working, and so I had to pay cash for everything. So I was always walking around with like fucking $94 in quarters and toonies. And I was like, this, I fucking hate
it
this.
It sucks.
I fucking hate this.
It sucks, dude. And Japanese people hate when you, when your cash is crumpled. Oh, dude.
Really?
We went to this one shop. It was like a Starbucks or whatever. And I waited for like an hour, dude. And I'm like, everybody's like this short. I'm just standing there with my fucking mask on. And like, there's like an hour of wait and waiting for this. And I'm like, yeah, can I get a coffee? He's like, yeah, well, that'll be whatever. And I pull out a bill and we've been out drinking. It's all fucking whatever. And I'm like, here you go. And he goes, oh, no. And he takes the bill and he starts fucking massaging it like this. And he's like, no. Going like this. And then opens the drawer, like lifts it and puts it under by itself in the
really?
Drawer. Yeah, he was, I
dirty guy.
I brought shame
money.
To his family yes. by bringing that.
Some
dude.
You know, North Korea dollars.
Yeah, dude.
Because of you, that
like
guy's
me.
Committing suicide.
Yeah, 100%.
He did not like me. He's like, I cannot offer this to anyone. I have to get rid of this somehow.
And
he's very
to
nervous.
Little shops and you sit down at like, there's like a table, you just grab a spot, but there's menus, buttons, but also waiters and things.
Yeah,
and
iPads only.
Like, how do you order anything ever?
iPads only, right?
Yeah, but I don't even know. And then we're pushing buttons, but then nothing comes.
That's
like,
so funny.
Did they get it? Did they know what to do? Do I know what to do?
Because it was all in Japanese, even like the go order button. Yeah. And then we kept getting error. And I'm like, did that work? Did we order too much
and
food?
I'm ordering
do
on they... the iPad, but I know I'm paying cash to somebody. Who do I give
so
that to?
Bizarre.
I guess the whatever order is the green button.
That's what we thought, but we hit it multiple times and it wasn't working.
It runs like a casino machine, right? There's like things pop up and ding, ding, ding.
Yeah,
ding,
and then you get like, and you get a voice. And you're, like, and you're like, what the fuck did I do? Everything has a cute voice, by the way.
Everything's like anime.
Dude, everything has a cute voice. You go on the escalator, it's like, yeah. And you're like, what the fuck was that?
I was drunk and high a lot and confused 99%
of
that.
Everything talks to you. Taxi doors open by themselves, all of them.
Okay.
Yeah, you don't open them. They park there and they go poop because of germs and stuff. And then it's like, and you get in the car, you're like, what the fuck? And the TV's talking to you and it's like ads and like, they're all like fucking.
Yeah, the show you're watching is this big. It's just all pop up ads.
Yeah, it's
just
pop up ads everywhere. Dude, it is crazy.
Okay. Are we going to do this?
Yeah, 100%.
We're gonna end up
yeah, I'd like to go.
Come with me in April.
It depends. All I want to know is the flight tickets. Are they reasonable?
No. Sakura season,
they're
though,
insane.
Is worth it, though. It's
sell your iPhone.
Cherry blossom. Yeah, sell your iPhone, you get a one-way.
Yeah.
It's $1,400 each way.
It's
crazy,
gonna be $2,500 round trip for sure.
It was $6,000
first
class.
But with Aeroplan points,
don't go
like
first class,
if you get like two or three credit cards, You know, like J.J. Walker was saying, you sign up for credit cards that give you 100,000 Aeroplan points if you sign up.
Oh.
Sign
one of those guys' credit cards weren't working, dude. He's fucking frauding the system.
No, yeah, I had two cards, and I was fucking pissed. I was pissed, but then I found out it was because both of them. I thought it was because I was traveling too much, so they thought they were fake. Cancel. But both of them, they were like, did you order stuff on this website? And they were both like weird. Like one of them was a bridal website, and the other one was some like fucking some other bullshit sketch that I didn't even know scammed. What it was. Yeah. So I got scammed twice. But then I had no other card. All I had was my Visa card that I don't know the PIN. So I'd be like, okay, tap. Like I was out of town and I bought supper and it was like $1,100. So I was like, okay, I was like, can you just give me like a bunch of bills under 250? And
then so I was like, tapping it,
and it worked. I was worried though. I was really worried because I figured maybe after that's three funny. Times the this card would be like, this is a fucking piece of shit.
Dude,
that stole
you tapped
card.
It a dozen times.
My credit card didn't work at that one hotel. Remember this? I was like,
dude,
trying.
You didn't have your credit card.
Oh, I didn't have my credit card.
It was my credit card that wasn't
that's
working
because
right. I'm.
I
poor.
Forgot my credit card. I went to Japan.
Yeah, his credit card's like, there's no way this fuck is in Japan
without my credit card. So I'm like, I've got pictures of my credit card. So I'm like, can we do this? It's got my name and everything, my ID, dude. I was there for like 2 hours. She was writing things down, calling the credit card company. Eventually, it worked
Did it
out.
Work?
Yeah, it worked out eventually, but it was a hassle.
I bought a thing a couple of months ago, and my card got declined. And I'm so used to, I was so used to being poor. Now, when my card gets declined, I'm sure that they're right.
There's a problem.
And I was like, I gave a card. I owed like $20 to the credit card company. So I knew I had like thousands available and it was a $100 purchase. And she
Run
was like,
again.
It's not working. And I was like, I'm sorry.
I'm defeated.
And then she was like, no, but just, you know, we'll put it in. And I was like, it's not going to work.
I can't go home. I live here now.
Yeah.
I have a new trick in my show where I need a diaper. Okay, no, I'm not a dad. I've never bought diapers before. And I'm doing, I go to the store and I'm like, oh, I'm doing that new trick tonight. And I'm buying beer. And I'm like, I need to get a fucking diaper.
Like so adult or child?
Child diapers. Okay. So I'm like, oh, I'm like, okay, grab my beer.
The sexy kind.
And then I'm like, I get these diapers and I go to the counter and I use my card. Doesn't work. And I'm like, oh, okay.
That's sad.
And then I'm like, I look at my wallet for cash and I'm like, oh, I don't have that much. So I just put the diapers back. And buy the beer, but this guy doesn't know I'm a magician. He doesn't know it's for a magic trick. So this fucking dude's looking at me,
diaper
and he looks
beer,
at the thing, and he's like, "I think you should probably get those, right?" And I'm like, "Huh?" And I'm not. I'm like, "No." And I just go this. It wasn't I'm outside being like, "Oh, that is a wild exchange." Like, that guy is also telling this story.
Yeah.
But like, yeah, if my card declines, I know I'm wrong. I'm poor for sure. But here's the money.
And if he sees you online or on TV, he's gonna tell his friends that guy's a shitty dad.
Yeah.
Yeah. He doesn't even acknowledge his kid. Yeah. You look online, doesn't even acknowledge
him. He pretends. He tells stories. I don't have a kid.
Yeah. Dude, I need this drink to deal with a shitty kid.
Yeah. So the kid doesn't get beat up. Forget the diapers. Yeah. Did you guys get into any altercations while you were there? Like, did anybody try to fight you?
No, none. I had some really awful times because I went on a couple solo adventures really drunkenly.
Really?
You got drunk alone in a country where no one speaks English.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Or almost.
Well, I've only been to I've been to like four South Asian countries before, but always with my wife. And when I'm with my wife, she keeps me very responsible. I don't really ever get that drunk. We just do things together. But Chris had more jet lag than me. And I'm like, I can do this. And no, I cannot. If you're in a place, like, they will, I end up getting, like, I had to call my Visa company twice being like, I think I've got double charged, like, for, like, $600 at these ATMs.
Did they do it?
Oh, yeah, for sure, 100%. Like, there's just two charges, boom, boom. And I'm like, so I had, like, I didn't get any fights, but I got fleeced twice. And I'm just, like, I'm just this fucking white dude.
How'd they fleece you? It's an ATM.
Well, you don't know how drunk I get. The guy's like, yeah,
pass again, pass again.
Pass again, and like, nothing's in English at all. I'm not joking. So you're like,
you don't know if it went through or not.
He's like, oh, it didn't work. Oh, push the thing, and then you're like, okay. So I'm just getting, and I'm ripe for the picking, and I shouldn't put myself in that situation. But like, so I had some really weird times, But if you go there with like a modicum of self-respect, you're going to be okay. I was just in a weird
That might mode. Be why they, everything is cash, because white guys were always getting fucking robbed.
Probably.
And they're like, okay, yeah. we're going to make them pay cash. That way they can't.
There was a lady trying to whore out her daughter to him at one point.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
She, how can you know that you like him young?
When you no, this lady was really old. Her daughter was older than him.
She's trying to fucking
She's whoring out her daughter.
Like so her 43-year-old.
Yeah, after the bars.
That is goddamn.
I'm depressed thinking about it. Dude, it's so fucked up because you're walking like we're drunk. We're like fucking looking for a cab, whatever. We're out of here, and they know they're like, oh fucking guy Jen. They're like, let's go. They got money, right? And they're like, just all they're so incessant, dude. And I'm like, no, we're good. We're good. We're good. They're like, no, show you a good time. Show my daughter. She's so beautiful. My daughter. She's whoring. Out her daughter. That is the most fucked up thing I've ever
seen. Maybe she was trying to get I'm like, what about you? How much for you? She's like, no, my daughter, not me.
She's
my
more
daughter.
Beautiful.
I'm old. She's beautiful. I'm like, how
fucked
much
is that?
Just, like,
maybe
to, like,
she thought you she could pawn off the daughter. She could marry her, take her to another country.
Maybe.
Maybe. But
like, I don't know. There was only one way to find out.
Yeah. So we look, anyway. We're scientists. We tested that shit.
Yeah.
Turns out she just wanted to bang.
No, I have many more adventures to make there, but like it's a place you can't go if you have no money. Like,
no.
It's so expensive.
I was like, oh, I wish I came here like when I was single, you go on a crazy adventure. It's like, no. You'd be broke in a day.
Yeah, yeah, like, you'll spend $10,000.
Yeah,
oh, like in a week.
Fuck. Oh, it'd be
really?
Nice.
Yeah, because you're out partying and stuff, and everything's expensive.
So 10 G's, like even before paying the hotel rooms.
Yeah.
How expensive are the hotel rooms?
Depends where you go. Not so bad. You pay $200-$300 a night. Okay. Downtown Tokyo. Okay. Unless you want to stay, you ever see Lost in Translation?
Yeah.
If you want to stay in that hotel,
the pod hotels,
you're paying $2,000-$3,000 a night. That one hotel. Every other hotel in the vicinity is like $300-$400 a night.
Okay.
Yeah.
You can do it in New York expensive.
Yeah.
You don't have to go crazier than that.
Yeah.
But it can easily escalate quickly with barely any of your knowledge.
Like, yeah. Because you can't read anything.
Exactly.
That's right. And taxis and this and that and beers and. It's just, it adds up really quickly. You go here and there, just.
Your buddy, though, Cyril, is he's a Japanese guy?
Yeah.
Okay.
Japanese and American.
What does he do?
He's a magician. He's like the most popular magician. He's like the Copperfield of Japan.
Yeah, he's a guy who's done like 20-something specials. Over
yeah, like
there.
Literally 20 like, years yeah. running on TV.
Okay.
So if we're there and he's there, he will protect us from getting scammed?
No.
Oh.
No, he will watch you get scammed and laugh at you later.
Yeah. Okay. No, he's a good
true homie.
He brought us to his buddy's karaoke bar. It was so funny. It's called The Ruler. You remember this?
I remember being there, but I remember what it was called.
Yeah, so it's called The Ruler. He gave his business card, and it's just like a ruler. And the guy who owns it is like super funny Japanese guy, but he kept saying, he's like, oh, I have a big dick. I have a big dick. And he kept saying big dick. And the guy like, hey, his energy matched what he was saying, but like it was his club called The Ruler. So I guess like that was his whole claim to fame. Like I have a big dick, but he would tell everybody.
Because I guess zero of this.
Yeah, because I guess in Japan, this is unheard of.
Oh, wow.
And so he's just like, I have a big dick. I'm big, telling everybody I have a big dick.
And we went if you think my dick is big, wait till you see my taint.
And it was like a funny cultural joke. But yeah, we did the karaoke place, but like he covered the tab there because that would have cost about $5,000 that night. Just
what
the karaoke place.
Fuck?
Because it's a private karaoke place where you rent out the spot and it's just bottle service. And it's like, yeah.
There's a lot of people there that have a lot of money. So they make it really easy for those people to do things. Like it's not like those exclusive experiences are just around every corner there. And here they're harder to find, right? But so you can stumble into them accidentally there. Here you'd have to like know someone to get to the place where you're going to lose a lot of money.
Exclusive.
There you can walk into a place and lose a lot of money. Like
question, how I didn't know that they have so many rich people. What do they do in Japan? Like where's the money come from? Like I know let's say you go to Saudi Arabia or Dubai, it's oil money. Where's the money in Japan?
Imagine this answer. I'm going to try and Chris will fix me up here. But like they got 120 million people or whatever the fuck in Japan, right? It's a crazy amount of people. They're a country that's so small on the map, yet they influenced every other country in the fucking world with their culture, the anime, the food, the way they dress, the way they sexually, everything. So imagine that impact. So like they run so much more than we think they run. They don't need us at all. They don't give a fuck about
us.
That's
true.
So when you go there, it's like if New Zealand was more important. It's so wild, man. So they must be getting rich off something. There's no way you can influence the entire world from this big and not have a bunch of rich people. I don't know.
And they hoard everything. Like like Gaijin literally means outsider. And like when anybody comes, like they after I think it was after World War II, they said to themselves, well, we need to be self-sufficient. So they learned how to do everything, and they just ended up doing everything better than everybody else in the world in every field they did for this small country. And so they're like, yeah, we don't need exports or imports. We'll just fucking crush it and like, and lock down.
Which is the exact opposite of what Canada's been doing.
Yeah. Like, we're getting crushed.
Like when COVID hit, everyone was like, fuck, we should make stuff. And then we said that for like about a minute.
Yeah.
And they were like, oh, goddamn, I can order this online.
Yeah, World War II is really when Japan blew up.
Yeah.
Twice. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
That's true. There's that old joke with the Oppenheimers. Like, it was like, what was it? Barbie was the first Japanese export to hit America, and Oppenheimer was the first American export to hit Japan. Something like that.
Is Barbie Japanese?
No. I think so.
No.
It was American, but I think it was made in Japan.
Oh, maybe. It's stuff you should get.
Mattel, right?
Yeah. Well, actually, you know what? Japanese people might have owned the company that has Barbie.
I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, because they used to own a lot of the toy manufacturing stuff.
It was manufactured in Japan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Crazy, yeah?
Their clothes were hand-stitched by Japanese homeworkers.
And it came out the same week as Oppenheimer. Mm. So, like, Japanese people were excited to see one of those movies.
Yeah.
That's for sure.
Fuck, man. You make me want to go, but I want to go with someone that speaks the language.
No.
No, I mean, it doesn't really matter. Adventure. I speak a little bit. I tried to learn for like 6 months, and like it got me like.
It's complicated.
It is complicated, but it's like it was fun because when people were having conversations, I knew what they were talking about.
Okay.
At least I didn't know exactly.
How did you learn, like Babbel or something? Or?
I have a few apps like Drops and Rosetta Stone, but then I did online tutoring as well once a week.
God damn.
And then like she made me, I had to write down like fucking hiragana and like learn how to spell and all that shit.
So you learned how to write with the Japanese?
Only hiragana and katakana. I didn't learn kanji yet, which is like the Chinese writing that the Japanese people use. But yeah, I learned
what
like
what do they
the,
use every day?
Because they use a mix of all three. That's what's fucked up. And hiragana is like phonetics, so it's sounds. Each symbol is a sound. And then katakana is like the Americanized version for American words. There's a whole bunch of words there that are only Americanized, like a fork is forku, because there's no word for fork, and it's spelt in katakana, because that's like the Americanized. All the words that are Americanized
are
like
only in that language.
So whenever we hear a word with the, and it always ends with the ooh, right?
A lot of them, like, yeah. You can add it a ooh to most words, and they'll understand more than if you don't add it.
Okay.
So like beer is biru. Fork, forku, knife, naifu, cheese, chizu.
Would
like,
he be fagu?
What is spoon?
Fagu, fat
spoon
retardu.
No, spoon?
Fat retardu.
Spoon is supun.
Supun. Yeah.
No, and really. Soup is supu.
Supu, supu.
Oh, supun with my supu.
Yeah, it is.
Retardu.
It's,
I like that.
Retardu. Yeah, nice.
Like, but like they'll have like McDonald's is McDonald's. McDonald's.
Macodonorado.
Like that's McDonald's. So they just add like a vowel between every phonetic. Yeah.
Mastodonorado.
It is like the coolest place. We have to go back. Let's go.
Like if you're table hopping in Japan, you're table hopping.
Table hopping. I can kind of understand that.
Yeah. So like a lot of it, you're like, oh, I kind of get what you're saying.
Where can I find the kokinuru and the hokuru?
They will understand that so fast.
They will understand everything you said.
Yeah.
I guarantee there'll be like $200 and $200. Like, what's for what? It's going to be insane.
$200. What's their money? The yen?
Yeah.
And well, the exchange
the
yen, rate?
The exchange rate right now is pretty good if you're from Europe. But right now from Canada, it's about 10 cents is 100 yen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that's the other thing too, where they fuck you because we don't understand. Our brains are not used to dealing with such large numbers. So they're like, this is 300,000.
Yeah.
And then we're like, hang on, 30,000? 300,000? Hang on, which number means $300?
Is it 300 or $3,000? Yeah. What am I paying for this? Okay. That was very confusing.
Like, yeah, because like 30,000 or whatever, you're like, oh, okay, that's 300 bucks. But sometimes it'll say 300,000, but you're just seeing zeros at this point.
Yeah.
So you're like, yeah, take it. And then you're like, what? Oh, no.
It's fucking wild. Dude.
My card. Thank God.
I miss it.
I have no, like, I don't have a big limit. So I declined on one purchase because I just don't have that amount of money in my bank. But
so
I
they
was,
were trying to rip
oh,
you
that's
off.
A good idea. Getting a card, like even if you do have a big limit, you get one yeah. card with like a $2,000 limit.
Mike. I'm poor. Yeah. but yeah, no, exactly. It's a
he
good
spends
move.
His money on alcohol yeah. and diapers.
That's right. It's a good
move. no, actually, just on alcohol. Yeah. yeah. And sometimes foregoes the diapers.
no, but that is the right move, I think, because you can't see it after yeah. a while. You're like, I don't know what numbers.
Yeah, we were running the ATM all the time, and I was just pulling out numbers. It was like Monopoly money, dude. I had no idea what this shit's worth. Yeah. It's like I'm holding 30,000 yen right now. It's like, oh, it's just $300. I was like, huh? Like, I don't know. The value of money goes away when you travel, yeah. I think, as well. When you're paying for something, it doesn't feel like you're really spending real
so
money.
So how much is, so a million is $10,000?
Is like $100,000, I think, or no. is it $10,000?
Hey, you might have this right.
You might be right.
Divided by 10, basically?
No.
Look it up.
Divided by 100.
100. I think it's 100. I think it's
yeah, weird. But it was like one for 10 or one for 100, okay. one of those, but like to the penny.
I like that you learned the language, you learned how to spell, but you didn't learn the value of money.
Yeah. It was like divided by 10 or 100 or one of the two or 1,000.
Times 108.
Oh, that's for American. Okay.
No, CAD to Japanese yen. One CAD is 108.84 Japanese yen.
Oh, so it went up a bit.
We were at about 100 then.
Yeah, we were at about 100.
Yeah, which makes it really confusing because that makes 300. Is it 30,000? Like
yeah, they'll be like, it's 30,000. You're like, is that $300 or $3,000? Yeah. Like, it's so yeah. that confused me quite a bit.
And again, like if you're sober as a church mouse or whatever this phrase is,
it's not a problem.
Yeah, you're fine. But like,
what about the little corner stores? Are people when you go in, they try to rip you off, or you can buy?
Most people are not trying to rip you off. Also, it's late at night when you're drunk, that they're like.
I think most countries are like that, though. Yeah. Yeah. Like I have a friend that got kidnapped twice in Brazil, and holy I was shit. Like, how the fuck can you get kidnapped twice? And he was like,
I'm very heavy.
I used to do a lot of cocaine. So makes sense. So you like you
yeah.
risk stuff.
Yeah,
if
you
you're
go see those people.
Coke.
Yeah, yeah.
But so I'm just a drink guy, so I don't really risk stuff.
Yeah.
But I could get kidnapped once.
Yeah. yeah. Not twice.
You're never gonna
But like you go to 7-Elevens there, like in Shinjuku in downtown. Like you go to the 7-Eleven and no one's working there. By the way, they trust everyone. Which is weird. Like, people pass out in the street, and they use, like, their wallet as a pillow. Like,
okay.
They don't even, no one will ever take it. And so you go into 7-Eleven, you grab what you want. There's machines that just talk to you when you walk by. They're like, like little Japanese voice coming out of it. And you scan your item, and it's like self-serve. And it's like, and you put your money in, and then there's a pile of receipts on the ground, like a foot high, of just like this people just walking out just after they've paid. They trust you that you're going to pay. It's very,
well,
very
hold on
weird.
A second. I walk into a 7-Eleven. I buy shit.
Yeah.
There's a machine.
You got to figure it out. I showed you.
But
you
I could also around. Just walk out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No one does it, but yeah.
So
I'm a pioneer.
On one of my solo nights, I went to this place. I can't remember what it's called now, but it's like, it's a whole just streets of bars that literally have between 1 to 4 seats.
Yep.
That's how many people would consider this bar. That's so tiny.
Tiny are. Rooms.
And they're all unique and different and weird. And I went by myself on these little.
You sure you weren't like in a casino and there's like blackjack tables?
Yeah, because you pull a thing and no drinks come. No, but I go and I'm drinking, doing my thing, living my life. And then I get to this one. And then I realize, like, I'm like, I have no money left. And it's like cash only again. And I'm like, I have to go to the thing, and they're like, I don't understand what you're saying. I'm like, all right. And I just get up and I leave, and I walk for 20 minutes to find a fucking ATM. I get money, go back. And they were like not concerned that I wasn't coming back. Wow. Because just nobody does that.
They're so trustworthy.
Couldn't say anything for them to understand. They didn't know what I was saying. And I just left, and I came back 40 minutes later and paid. And for them, it wasn't even like, oh, you're here. It was like, they knew I was coming back. I didn't even know I was coming back.
And there's a weird cultural things like when you're giving money and taking like my or business cards. That happened to me. People give you business cards. You gotta you take it with both hands. Same with money in like a corner store. It's like this or this is like rude. So it's like it's like this, and then you take the business card when they give you a business card, and you have to look at it, and you have to admire, oh wow, and you got to like act because they're all acting, and you're like wow, and then you turn it around, you go oh, and the whole time you're talking to them, you never put it in your pocket, you the, never just fucking like the, throw it in your
those
pocket.
Those guys in Vegas that give the cards for strip clubs and hookers, they always freak out. Japanese
people just like, fucking, thank you, thank you.
Congratulations.
Organic asshole.
They're backing up.
Let me give you mine.
Yeah.
And they're bowing. They're like, that's so wacky, but it makes me want to go so badly.
Dude, it's amazing. Dude, one of my favorite memories. All right, we're coming back from Ottawa. Like, we went, we spent a few nights in Tokyo, but then we went to what was the Roppongi? Roppongi was like the more divey area, party area. So we spent there. Then we went to Odawara, and then we went back to Tokyo in Shinjuku. This is like downtown, fucking Times Square. There's a, literal. We stayed in the Godzilla building. There's like literal Godzilla off the building, and like once a day he's like, like fucking
what?
Yeah, it's insane. Look at the guy.
How,
that's where we stayed.
How expensive was that hotel?
It was like $300-$400 a night. It wasn't too bad.
Wow.
You see it? Pull it up. This is the hotel we stayed
this
at.
This is insane.
Yeah, it's where we stayed. It was fucking super sick.
Holy
shit. Yeah, the view was nuts, dude. Yeah.
Whoa, it's Godzilla.
Yeah, yeah, cool, it's huge.
Ho-ho-ha.
That was where we stayed.
Yeah, it was dope.
So this fucking thing moves too?
Like no, it just like, just like yells? Screams, but inside it's like posters of Godzilla everywhere and whatnot.
It's crazy.
But we were here the first day, right? We got here, we're a little hungover, and we're like, dude, you know what? To set us straight, it's 11 a.m. Let's go get a fucking pint, right? So we walked down the street, we got our luggage, everything else. There's this, and all the doors, they slide it like this. They got a button and they go, they don't, there's no, you don't. There's the button. Always everything's automatic and it's fucking, but it, even if it's, and so we're walking and we see this little dive. We're like, oh, let's go. Here's like a hookah lounge or something. And we go, doom. And there's a girl like this, literally.
Purple hair.
Passed the fuck out on the bar by herself. She's the bartender. And she goes, like this, right?
She goes, like her hair's all matted, and she's like, she had a wildest night, and she's like, oh, hi. And we're like, hey, can we come in? She's like, come on. It was so, like, we woke her up during her nap, sit there, got some hookah, got
the
some beers.
Most video game shit you ever see in your life.
It was like, it was like literally, she's like, and she's super cute and everything, and I was like, what the fuck is this place, dude?
Yeah.
It was sick.
NPC all the way.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Like, Chris and I are like, is this real?
Everybody parties till, like, the bars don't close.
By so the way, they party until they pass out?
We went to a bar, and we got out of there at like 1 p.m.
What the fuck?
We didn't know what time it was.
If you asked me, I would have said, I'm like, we went to 5 a.m., Chris. Yeah. And I was like, what's the 1?
1 p.m. Oh, of course.
Goddamn.
Yeah. You're in the wrong country.
Yeah, we found weed, which was a big problem, because like weed is like a no-no over there, right? And like we met these guys, these black guys got us in the street. Like, come on in. We're like, yeah, these guys, we like these guys.
We trust them.
Yeah, we trust them. We went and took an elevator. And by the way, all the bars, you walk down, there's like sky-rise buildings, right? And there's 19 signs because there's 19 bars up and down in the ground everywhere. No matter where you go, you can walk into any of these little bars. So we go in this one. We're like, I don't know. We trust these guys. Let's go. We go down. And all of a sudden, there's like this club. There's hookah. This guy sells me weed. We're smoking. We're drinking. All that.
Smoking weed in the club.
Smoking weed in the club because people are smoking cigarettes and all that stuff. And just having fun, doing whatever. And then he's like, oh, let's go to another place. We go to another place. We have fun with these guys. Yeah. And we're just like, can we keep drinking? They're like, yeah. Keep giving us beers. Keep ringing up a tab and whatnot. And we fucking, at one point, we're like, dude, it's fucking like, it's like 9 a.m. We're like, yeah, they're still letting us drink. I'm like, I don't give a fuck, dude. Let's keep drinking. Keep drinking. We get out there like 1 p.m., dude. We're like, ugh. Well, I think
and
we slept for like 20 hours.
You kept asking them like what time is last call? Yeah,
so as long as you don't leave.
It never closes?
You can't exactly. You can't go back in.
Okay.
So if you leave, you're out.
Yeah.
But if you just stay, they'll feed you drinks. And so we're just sitting there and having a good
really?
Time. Yeah. Do magic. Fucking just at one point passing out, waking up. Like it was a wild time.
And it's, the street level doesn't matter. Like Chris is saying, like here, it's like if you have a good place, a prime place, like a good bar, whatever, it's like on the street level. There, like the best place might be not the street level, might be
underground.
Garbage. It might be underground, but it also might be 4/7.
Yeah, and you got to walk up.
And they don't just, there's no discerning taste wise. They don't care whether you're here or there. Like, oh no, that's the best place. We go there. This place sucks. This is 7-Eleven.
Classy joint, hostess club, karaoke. Like, it doesn't matter. You just end up somewhere,
like,
dude.
Oh,
it's
I'm
very
like
wild.
It's like playing Cyberpunk,
dude. Yeah. It's insane. It's another world, completely another world. It threw us off kilter. Like the whole time, we're like, dude, this is a fucking planet. This is a whole other planet.
Wow.
the way they behave, the what they eat, the way they dress. They dress fucking great, by the way. They're like, everybody's cool. Fashion, like, it's fucking, it's cool.
Well, goddamn, I hope people enjoyed. This was a Japanese episode of Two Drink a Minimum Maru. Mike Ward is online, mikeward.ca. He's on tour right now. He started the new French tour. His podcast, the number one French language comedy podcast on the planet, is available on Patreon. Patreon.com/Suzakut. Get the entire back catalog.
Exactly.
This is the award-winning podcast. Suzakut.
Award-winning podcast.
And for his tour dates, tickets, all that, mikeward.ca. We got Wes Barker. Wes, what's your website?
Find me at mikeward.ca.
Goddamn right.
Tour dates, no problem. Chris, what's your website?
Yeah, it's wesbarker.com. Is it wesbarker.com?
It's .ca. .ca.
Wesbarker.ca for all tickets. How many shows you got going on right now?
I got an 8-show tour coming up in BC and Alberta.
Yeah.
Get there. Get in line. Show up.
All right. Chris Ramsey?
Yeah, same.
Fine. The links are in the description. Chris Ramsey, 52. First up. On Instagram. Poseidon is ThePoseidon69 and PantelisComedy.com. All the links are there. The Patreon's there. Thank you all, and go fuck yourselves.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.